In this place will become your tomb. Vessel steps into a labyrinthine world, a tomb both tangible and symbolic, where each twist and turn brings him closer to parts of himself he's long tried to ignore. This tomb isn't just a place of confinement, it's an intricately constructed mirror reflecting his fears, his regrets, and the deepest scars he's buried. Vessel senses that this place was created not just by external forces or fate, but by his own hand, a prison he unconsciously built from his past traumas, insecurities, and unrealized desires. Each song, then, becomes an experience of forced introspection, a descent into chambers where each corner hides a memory or a feeling he's been running from. Sleep, the deity that has haunted Vessel, is here too, but in this album, Sleep's presence feels heavier, more pervasive, as if it has woven itself into the very walls of the tomb. Sleep's voice reaches him in whispers and echoes, a seduction that is equally terrifying and entrancing. Vessel feels that Sleep holds the keys to both his liberation and his continued imprisonment. This deity seems to know Vessel's every weakness, every insecurity, every unhealed wound. In these moments, Vessel understands that this journey will demand that he surrender parts of himself, leaving only the raw essence of who he truly is. In each chamber, Vessel confronts different ghosts from his past, lost loves, dreams that were sacrificed, choices that led him to this moment. The tomb takes on an almost ritualistic quality, as though each step is part of a spiritual cleansing, a process of reckoning. Vessel is forced to question his attachments, his dependencies, and the roles he's allowed to define him. The tomb is relentless, stripping away the illusions and identities he's worn like armor, and it becomes clear that this space is more than just a prison, it's a crucible designed to burn away everything that holds him back. Yet, as much as this place feels like a descent, there's also a strange beauty in its darkness. Vessel begins to see that his journey through this tomb isn't about entrapment, but transformation. The very act of facing his fears, of walking through the shadows, brings a certain clarity. The tomb represents a duality. It's both a place of death, of things that need to be let go, and a potential for rebirth. Vessel realizes that he must let parts of himself die in this tomb to make room for something new, something freer and more authentic. In the end, Vessel understands that whether he leaves this tomb or remains, it will always be a part of him. The tomb is not simply a prison or a place of despair. It's a sacred space of reckoning, where he has been given a chance to confront and embrace his own shadows. As he makes peace with this part of himself, Vessel realizes that the journey through the tomb was not about escaping or being released by Sleep. It was about confronting his own inner chaos and understanding that within this darkness, he could find strength and truth. He will forever carry this place within him, transformed by what he has faced, knowing that he no longer has to be afraid of the shadows,